for a long session. But others prefer shorter talks on specific issues and problems that have arisen in their careers. I might meet them for lunch or dinner in a town that's hosting a golf tournament. We might chat on the putting green or the practice range. Sometimes we talk over the phone while the client is in a hotel room and I'm at an airport. This audiobook is akin to that second category of counseling sessions. In fact, it arises partly from them. When I talk to a player who says, "Doc, I'm having trouble trusting my swing," I review the fundamental ideas about the necessity of trust and why it helps a golfer produce the best shots he's capable of making. Players have often wished I had a book, a handbook, if you will, that could serve the same function and reinforce those conversations. This is the audio version of that book. Sometimes people ask me if I teach psychological techniques. I don't. The word technique suggests to me some sort of mental parlor trick. I don't want you to have faith in a technique. I want you to have faith in yourself. Your mind can be a powerful tool that will help you realize your dreams and aspirations. But you have to control it and use it properly. You have to coach yourself. You have to believe in yourself. I believe that virtually every golfer has the potential to be much better than he or she is, and that using the mind is one essential way to improve. You will never know if you have the ability to be the best player in the world or the best player in your club unless you commit yourself to developing both your physical and mental skills. This audiobook can be part of that commitment. Commitment can be an imposing word. It can suggest that using your mind properly is an onerous chore, that you might shoot lower scores but enjoy the game less. Trust me, the players I know who have the best minds also have the most fun playing golf. They understand that it is, in the end, a game. They have a ball finding out how good they can be at it. So can you. Why does my first session with a player usually last 2 days? I take this much time in part because I prefer not to jump right into a discussion of the particular problem that brought the player to me. I like to have a general discussion of the client's and my own basic ideas about the game of golf. In my less modest moments, I think of these ideas as a philosophy of the game. To begin with, I believe golf is a game of both confidence and competence. I am not about to tell anyone that a player who lacks physical skills can transform himself overnight into a winner by changing his thinking. Having said that, though, I believe it's impossible to overestimate the importance of the mind in golf. There is no such thing as muscle memory. Your muscles have no capacity to remember anything. Memory resides in your head. Therefore, no matter how long you practice a golf swing, no matter how skilled you become at it, your muscles alone can't remember it and execute it when the need arises on the golf course. Your muscles and the rest of your body are controlled by your mind. Unless your mind is functioning well when you play golf, your muscles are going to flounder. Golf is a game. It's not a science experiment that can be completed in accordance with immutable physical laws. It's not a jigsaw puzzle where the pieces are designed to fit together and yield a perfect picture. It's a game, and it must be played. Because it's a game played by human beings on God's green earth, golf is a game of mistakes and unpredictable fortune. The players I see trying to force perfection into golf don't look to me as if they're having a very good time. They might spend hours talking about how much they love the game, but when they get honest about their feelings, they'll admit that while they might love reading about golf, swapping stories about golf, even practicing golf, they don't actually love playing golf, at least not while they're actually doing it. If this is your attitude toward golf, why would you make it your hobby? Still more, why would you make it your profession? Golfers who